All right, welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to another Discully episode. It is August 2nd. Happy August, everyone. August 2nd, 2024, 11 a.m., 11:02 technically. But yeah, welcome back to another episode. I'm super excited to be back on air with another album and another artist for you guys to listen to discover. If you already know them, then obviously have a good time with me on air. But before we get into the show, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I have a little bit of a vendetta right now with BC TransLink. I feel like either they always skip me with the buses, or I just have terrible timing. But I swear to God, whenever I try to get on campus for this live show, something always happens with my transportation on my way here, which is why I'm like a little bit late, but I am live, I am back, and I'm very excited to be here with you guys again. If you guys are new to Discully, basically how Discully works is that every episode, every show brings you through one pretty mainstream artist, an artist that most people know, and kind of talk about their music, kind of talk about the artistry and who they are as a person, who they represent, how they represent themselves in their music. And just kind of get a deep dive through like their concerts, their discography, and one specific album that I have picked out today for this show. And about halfway through the show, we have our Discovered Artist of the Week, which is usually someone who is a little bit less known, a little bit underground, and someone who I personally think is pretty similar to the one who's to the mainstream artist who we're talking about that week. If that makes sense, you know, that's kind of how we roll with it. It's a very flowy show. There's nothing really too like predetermined, and we just kind of have fun and listen to some awesome music. And I give you guys my opinions on the music, and then we just have enjoy ourselves on Discully. For today, it's actually a little bit funny because last week we did Daniel Caesar as part of our like mainstream artist, and this week I actually flipped it around because I wanted to do like a full Canadian show last week. This week, I actually have the artist that I was supposed to do last week. So for today's episode, I have chosen the one, the only Omar Apollo. If you don't know who Omar Apollo is, they're not huge. He's not huge yet. I think he definitely has potential to become even bigger than he is already. But the reason I say it funny enough is because Omar Apollo is best friends with Daniel Caesar. And they've just always been really close and make a lot of music together. And I think it's funny that I'm doing the best friends back to back, which honestly, like maybe next week I might do the trio because there is a bit of a trio within that little friend group. But Omar Apollo was actually born. Omar Apolonio Velasco was born May 20th, 1997, which makes him 27 years old. And if you couldn't tell by the way I pronounced that last name and middle name, he is actually Mexican. His parents are from Guadalajara, Mexico. Guadalajara, oh my God. Guadalajara, Mexico. And they immigrated to the U.S., where Omar Apollo was born in Hobart, Indiana, U.S. So like I said, he's Mexican, which is a great time because I'm as well Mexican. And he's a singer-songwriter who works with R&B alternative and R&B pop. Some of Omar's greatest inspirations are artists such as Pedro Infante, Los Panchos, The Beatles, John Mayer, and Prince. For those who I'm pretty sure everyone knows who Prince is, as well as The Beatles, and then maybe John Mayer. John Mayer was like pretty much a singer-songwriter who very much dedicates himself to like the guitar and making music, pop music, kind of folk sometimes on the guitar. So he's very acoustic. But Pedro Infante and Los Panchos is what we would call rancheras. Rancheras, how can I describe this? Ranchera, like a ranch, is kind of where it comes, like the word ranchera. It basically just means it's kind of like the cowboy music of Mexico. It's very rooted in Mexican sounds, such as the guitar, such as the violin, and it's really heavy on vocals. So Pedro Infante was very much known for like the songs that he wrote and the love ballads that he wrote, as well as his iconic voice. Unfortunately, Pedro Infante is not with us anymore. I don't think. Here, let me check because I might I might be lying, but pretty sure he's not. Yeah, long ago, 1957, he has been gone for a minute. But Pedro Infante is someone who a lot of Mexican artists take inspiration from because he was just someone who made many people fall in love with him, whether it be through his lyrics or whether it be through his melodies and music. Pedro Infante just kind of had that little spark that everyone just loved. And I remember, I think recently I was with my grandma and we were talking about the artist that she liked and she mentioned Pedro Infante. And I played a song for her, kind of be like, oh, like name that song. Like, I kind of want to see how much you know of him. And she knew them back to back. She was dropping names of songs and names of everything like it was nothing for her. So I love to see people, you know, love artists just as much as I love like my favorite artists, especially if artists that I never actually got to hear live or got to hear like have their career live. You know what I mean? So Omar took some great inspirations from them. Omar actually grew up being part of his Catholic Church's choir. And dancing in ballet folklorico. I think it is very... You should really take into account the background of an artist when it comes to like how they were introduced to music. So Omar Apollo's uncle actually was someone who taught him how to play the guitar, which I can see how like there's definitely some influence there on like how you're introduced to an instrument. But especially when it comes to choir, I feel like a lot of people who have really intricate voices are usually have like some type of like singing or choir background. Like Billie Eilish is a perfect example of that. She was singing in a choir before she rose to fame. Omar Apollo, something that I love about him is that he has such a range in his voice. Because he loves rancheras, he can have a very deep kind of like cowboy kind of like voice. But because he was also in a choir... A choir, there's a lot of variety. Like you can be an alto, you can be a mezzo, you can be a baritone. I don't exactly know what position he held in his choir, but they teach you how to do a lot of different things, right? Which is also why in some songs, which you guys will notice, in some songs, Omar Apollo can reach really, really, really high notes for a moment, momentarily, right? But he can reach really, really high notes, and then also sometimes he can reach really, really low notes. Which is what I was saying is like you can take that into account and kind of see how an artist can get these abilities and develop these abilities, which makes them so unique and so recognizable when they sing. With Omar, he has a little bit of like the way he pronounces his words are a little bit like with a Spanish kind of hint to it. He doesn't exactly like speak Spanish like all the time. Like I'm pretty sure English is his first language and then it's Spanish, kind of like me, but like when he speaks Spanish it's like perfectly pronounced, and he just kind of it comes naturally to him. But Omar is also kind of going back into his background. Omar is a great example of what it means to like work hard for your dream. Omar, since he was a kid, he knew that he wanted to do music and he knew he wanted to kind of pursue this little passion that he had for, whether it be like the music that he like danced to or whether it be in the music he was exposed to in his choir or with his uncle. But he was actually gifted an electric guitar, which he later exchanged for an acoustic guitar at the pawn shop. And he really wanted to continue, you know, achieving this goal. And for him to do that, he had to get the money to start up his dream. And for that reason, he actually worked in McDonald's for a really, really long time to save up money to buy his first computer and then later on buy his first microphone. And if I remember correctly from like an Apple interview that he did, he later would tell that his first, I think, EP or mixtape was produced in like an attic or like a bedroom of his, and that's just how it came to be. Like, you don't need much to start something up or to, like, you know, show your art. You just need to have the passion and the drive to achieve that, put it out, and then just let the work show itself off and then, you know, kind of, like, hope for the best. But if you know you are good, then why not give it a shot? You know what I mean? So Omar, like I've mentioned, has worked with a bunch of different artists, and the three main artists that he's very close with and, like, huge friends with are people such as Daniel Caesar, Mustafa, and one of my favorites, Kali Uchis, which I hope to do one day because, oh, Oh, Kali Uchi is just an amazing artist. Omar has two albums so far. His first debut album named Ivory, and then a recent album that he actually just released June 28th, 2024, which is like, I don't know how long ago, like a month ago-ish, roughly, called God Say No. His first mixtape was released in 2020 called Apolonio. And then he released a couple EPs in 2018. He released Stereo. In 2019, he released Friends. And then recently in 2023, he released his EP, his latest EP, Live For Me. So for this episode, I have actually chosen to talk about his debut album, Ivory. Ivory, I don't even know how I came to... Oh, I actually, I'm totally lying. I totally know how I came to know and listen to Omar Apollo. I came to know him a little bit later, but then really got into his old discography. But Omar, the first time I heard Omar was actually when I went to SZA's SOS tour here in Vancouver. Omar was opening for SZA, and I just loved his vibe. He had like the perfect touch of like R&B pop star dance moves, and I was just so grasped because I knew his single Evergreen, which is like, I think the single off of the album that really like made an impact for him and like broke him through into the social media world, especially TikTok with his song. So I recognized that song when he was playing it in the set list. But for me, the songs that got me hooked were songs such as Endlessly and Tamagotchi. So Ivory was actually his debut album released in April 2nd of 2022. So a couple years ago. And it was released under Warner Records as an English and Spanish album because there are a couple songs that are in Spanish. And the one song that's fully in Spanish, I absolutely love. And I will be playing that song for you guys today. Like I mentioned, he usually dabbles in pop and R&B. So this is a pop and R&B album. And the singles that came out of this album are songs such as Go Away, Bad Life, Invincible, Killing Me, Tamagotchi, and Evergreen. Evergreen, I'm pretty sure, didn't become a single until after the album was released. So the first five singles were the ones that were being promoted with that album. The deluxe was later released with five more additional tracks, and the deluxe was called Marfil. And that's basically everything you need to know about his quick little discography and a little bit of a little background of who Omar is. I actually noticed that I rambled quite a bit today. Like I mentioned, Omar is someone who I deeply connect to his music. He was someone who like helped me figure out a couple aspects of my life within his songs, and I honestly thank him deeply for introducing that to me and being able to give me kind of like a step stool to kind of oversee and overlook all these different things that were happening during that period in my life. So the first song that I actually want to play originally wasn't actually a song. It was only released until... Sorry, give me a second. I need to cough. Oh my God, sorry. But it was originally released as an interlude on the original album. So Endlessly was released... Yeah, was called Endlessly Interlude. And it was about just a minute-ish, kind of. I think maybe less, like 50 seconds. And the beginning of the song, which I'm going to play right now, is the interlude. And then he later... added, or maybe it was originally made as a song and then he just made it an interlude, and then he released it as a song later in the deluxe. And I loved the interlude so much that I was kind of mad that it didn't exist as a song, but then when he released it as a song, I was a lot happier, definitely. But you can find Endlessly, the song, on the deluxe version, like I mentioned, and I'm going to be playing it for you guys right now. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I think first I might want to play the Endlessly interlude and then show you guys the Endlessly song. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Endlessly Interlude by Omar Apollo. So you can kind of hear there like how the beat kind of starts. And then I remember that was kind of like a cliffhanger where I was a bit, you know, left unfinished because the beat kind of starts coming in. And then he released Endlessly, the song. So I'll let you guys listen to that one. So this is Omar Apollo with Endlessly. That was Endlessly by Omar Apollo. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you're listening to Discali. How can I say, what can I say about that song? That song, something that I like about it is kind of like the kind of radio voice that Omar has going on when he's saying like the chorus or like the beginning, which I think he starts the beginning with the chorus and then he gets into the verse, which is not usually something that we see with a lot of songs, because usually they have like the introduction, which I don't know if it's called like the pre-verse, but I mean I love it. Or sometimes people just have an introduction and then they go immediately into the verse and then they go into the pre-chorus and then they go into the chorus. But he starts weirdly with the chorus, which kind of just gives us a little bit of a taste. I love the bass in that song. The bass in that song is very like, I don't know, like you can keep tempo to it. Maybe I kind of feel like it's a heartbeat, and like maybe that's why I kind of like can easily like keep a movement to it. But I mean, obviously Endlessly is talking about like a love that is endlessly towards someone. And just, you know, wanting to do anything for them and, you know, ending anything for them and them only. So yeah, that was Endlessly by Omar Apollo. I'm going to show you guys right now quickly the vinyl pressing that I have before I get into my next song. So I do own this I own this album on vinyl as a vinyl record. For those people on live, you can see it right now. It's basically just a great cover of Omar, a photo shoot that he did. In the front, it's kind of just him standing in the front with the Ivory title. And then in the back, it's just a photo of him on a bed. And then it is a gatefold, which is always fun. Gatefold, for those who don't know, basically means that it opens like a book. And it's a photo of Omar with his hair slicked back, and it literally just says Omar in red, which I think is pretty cool because this pressing is red. It's like a red translucent. It's a 1LP, which means that there's only one disc. And I'm unsure if this... Did it come with a... No, it did not. A poster? Maybe it did. I'm lying. It did not come with a poster. It just came with like a little insert with the lyrics and the credits of Omar's production team, creative team, and music team. So this next song that I have for you guys is, I think, also one of his most known songs off the album. It's not the most known because that's Evergreen, but this song is what I've mentioned to a lot of my friends whenever I'm like during the summer season. Like, this is like a summer song. Like, whenever I listen to this song, I always picture myself like on the Sea to Sky Highway, like all windows down, me and like my closest friends like driving in a car. Like the sun is setting, like arms are like out the windows, you know, you're just living your life. And this song comes on and it's just like, it's kind of like a dream, kind of like the ultimate kind of feeling of being with your friends and just wanting to really cherish that moment. That's kind of what Go Away is for me. I mean, obviously the lyrics say otherwise, but yeah, I mean, like, that's kind of how I interpret it. But I'll let you guys listen to this song. This song is coming to you guys live from the vinyl itself on our record player. So you guys will be getting that. If there are a little bit of cracks, that's why. It has nothing to do with the connection. You're listening to CHR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Go Away by Omar Apollo.
Take the throne, body flows like gold, beating hearts like clothes. Without you, time moves slow. Do you think that I could stay? 'Cause if I leave, then I complain. I know this feeling's not a crime. You said you feel it all the time. Too much of forcing, 'cause I don't wanna be much. I love the way that we touch. Do you like all of my friends? Yeah, I want your attention before you never mention that you got time to stay. Is that too much for your brain? Just so-
Summer Light is back, baby. On August 10th, spend the day with 14 local Vancouver acts, headlined by the Golden Age of Wrestling and actors. This year, you can attend your favorite indie music festival with no cost whatsoever. That's right, admission is free. In the East Side's very own Strathcona neighborhood, Summerlight is here to give new artists a chance to bring vibrancy to a part of Vancouver that so many artists call home. Summerlight Festival is brought to you by Light Organ Records. We can't wait to see you on August 10th.
Kalalalalam is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown East Side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kalalalalam aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown East Side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kalalalalam.ca, or Instagram at kilalalelum to learn more or donate.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that was Go Away by Omar Apollo. That song, like, I think it might be kind of like the... I don't know what you would call it. I think it kind of sounds like kind of just like an elongated and distorted kind of sound in the background. I love a song that kind of has like this gradual entrance to it. So that the gradual entrance added to like the distorted elongated song sound in the beginning of the song kind of just makes it feel very like flowy and summery. That's kind of like the feeling that I have. I love a song that kind of starts gradually. There's a song by Caliucci's called Pensamientos Intrusivos, which does the same thing. It kind of just like starts very quiet, and then it goes like medium, and then it opens up, and then right before you start the first eight counts, it like kind of has like an entrance, like a toot-toot-toot. And so that's what it does with like Omar. He goes like toot-toot-toot, and then you're like, you can play the drone or whatever. And then in Pensamientos Intrusivos, it's basically like toot, toot, toot. And then it's, you make my heart beat. And so it's kind of like, it starts like that. So that's something that I have a video playing on my computer. That's kind of how I interpret those songs. But Go Away, lyrically, it talks about trying to keep someone as close enough to you and cherish them enough before they have to go away. And kind of wanting to like hold them close. I kind of also picture it like, you know, like the morning after you guys are like both like, you know, just had a great night together and you just don't want it to end. But you guys also know that it kind of has to end and that like it's just kind of that's it. That's kind of it for you guys. Not in a bad sense, but kind of just as in like you guys both have to move on with your lives independently. So next up from the next song that I have for you guys is the first full Spanish song off of this album. When I remember when I searched up the song, I wanted to know what were the influences for this because it just, the way he sings is very like ranchera, very Mexican. There's a bit of like, I think it's called a grito in like when it comes to like the musical term for the Mexican music. It's kind of like a pain kind of sound when you sing. They use it in Coco. I don't exactly know. Maybe the live stream knows what I'm talking about, but it's kind of like, it's kind of like a grito. And it's kind of like if you were to be calling out for someone. Omar has it a little bit in his song in En Olvido, when he says like sin tu calor, and then he kind of like elongates his voice, makes his throat or his like his sound kind of sound a little bit echoey. There's also like some like runs and vibrato in there. But yeah, this song, it was a huge, he mentions his one and only huge influence on this song was Pedro Infante, which I've mentioned before. And he kind of, you can very, very much tell like the inspiration is there. And then we can listen to the song, talk about it after, and kind of see how we feel. I kind of want to see how my live stream feels, because I know there's a couple Mexican people from my family looking right now. So we can talk about, listen to it, talk about it, and debrief it after. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is En El Olvido by Omar Apollo.
Jamás tuve esperanza, me pegó la bala sin tu calor. Me acuerdo de antes, tiene otras amantes, me da dolor. Tú lo sabes tanto que yo haría tocarte las manitas debajo del cielo. Quiero mostrarte, quizás no tengo el valor. Arrancaste todo que quedaba por razones que no aceptaba. Cariño, yo fui buen amante. En el olvido quiero dejarte. Renuncias lo que daba, amor siempre se acaba, aunque tú no lo crees. Amor equivocada, aunque es lo que soñaba, te pido perdón. Tú lo sabes tanto que yo haría tocarte las manitas debajo del cielo. Quiero mostrarte, quizás no tengo el valor. Arrancaste todo que quedaba por razones que no aceptaba. Cariño, yo fui buen amante. En el olvido quiero dejarte.
Welcome back. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Discali. That was Omar Apollo with his very well-written song called En el Olvido, which in Spanish basically means In the Forgotten. So I was kind of telling this to the live stream, but the lyrics and the story he's trying to tell is like a bit of a inner conflict, inner problem of trying to make up your mind on how you feel towards a person who you've ended things with, right? And so for me, it's like, obviously there's like the beginning, he's like, jamás tuve esperanza, me pegó la bala, which is kind of like, I never had the hope, I was kind of just shot, about like who you were, what we were. And something that like, we kind of had to take into account here is that Omar Apollo is part of the LGBTQ community, he's gay. And something that I like see a lot in his music is kind of like this describing the love that you have for someone who is like unattainable, or you know nothing can ever work out because of your sexuality. And this might have been a song directed to some guy, or it might have been someone directed to some girl. I'm pretty sure he's just known that he's gay, so I probably would assume that most of the love songs that he writes might be towards a man. And in this song, he basically talks about wanting to leave someone in the forgotten and wanting to leave someone, kind of move on. But at the same time, you wanted to show them that you were the best lover. You wanted to show them that you were the best person they could have ever had. But like now you've ruined it. You've missed it. It sucks for you because I'm moving on. I'm leaving you in the forgotten. But I just wanted to tell you that everything that we had was great. But I just don't really want for it anymore. And that's something that I really like about the song, because he uses his voice really to kind of just tell the story as well with the way that he sings, if that makes sense. Sorry, oh my God. Coughing a lot today. Let me just cough one more time. I have someone on the live saying that they think it's called falsetto or falsete, which is like when like they kind of sing in this kind of like pain in their voice, I think that's what I'm getting. I'll do a little search later and talk about it later. But we have one more song to play for Omar Apollo. I just kind of want to tell you guys some like the track list in the original album, go through it a little bit. And tell you guys some of the features. The first song that opens up the album is an Ivory. It's a bit of an interlude, I would say, or an introduction. It is only 46 seconds long. Then we have Talk, No Good Reason, Invincible featuring Daniel Caesar. We have the Endlessly interlude, which I played for you guys, Killing Me, Go Away, which we just listened to, Waiting on You, Petrified, Personally, En el Olvido, Tamagotchi, which is like a bit of more of like a Spanish-English rap. Can't Get Over You, Evergreen, You Didn't Deserve Me At All. Evergreen is like the most famous one off of this album. Bad Life, Mr. Neighbor, and then off of the deluxe, Endlessly Highlight, Archetype, Saving All My Love, and Pretty Boy. Now, the last song that I have for you guys is, I think, my favorite song off the album. As much as I love En el Olvido because it is a Spanish song, and as much as I love Go Away because it is my summer song, Bad Life is a song where you just get to really see Omar's ability in singing and how he's just so, you know, when you say like someone's so well spoken, he is so well singing. Like, it's just like the way he expresses himself is just very unique to him, and he just shows us what he can do with the song called Bad Life. And he has his very best friend Kelly Uchis be a feature on the song, which I think just kind of adds a great little flavor and spark to the song, because Kelly Uchis is very much on the alto side of how she sings, and she's very like, I don't want to say like baby like, but very like fairy like, very like cloud nine, kind of like you're like in heaven and you hear like this very soft little voice. Like, that's Kelly Uchis, which Kelly Uchis is also Latina. She's from Colombia. So I think they both complement each other very well on this song. So I'll play Bad Life for you guys. We'll wrap up Omar Apollo and we'll move on to our Discovered Artist of the Week. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Bad Life by Omar Apollo featuring Kelly Uchis.
Give me nothing but us to change it to something, and I still thinking how you touch me, yeah. That's a bad life.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Welcome to the first ever Rhythm of the Day party. Let's paint a picture. On August 4th, you come dressed up in your finest 90s gear. You have tea, you have a dance, and celebrate Pride in the sunshine. The Birdhouse presents Rhythm of the Day on Pride Island this August 4th. You can purchase your tickets at lnk.bio/birdhouseartspace/pride. lnk.bio/birdhouseartspace/pride.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Discolli. That was Bad Life by Omar Apollo featuring Kali Uchis. It's just such like a ethereal song, especially when Kali Uchis comes in. But it's basically, it kind of, I've always talked about this with my friend, when a song is so sad, but it's kind of given like a little bit of like an upbeat, it's kind of weird because you're attracted to the song so much more with this like really upbeat kind of melody to it. It's because it's very satisfying, but then the lyrics are just so sad. Like the chorus is like, that's a bad life that we live in, that we live in. It's kind of like a pessimistic view on life, which kind of sucks, but I mean, he does a great job in, hooking us into conveying that message. Omar Apollo is on tour now. He is on tour, touring the world, his little world tour, the God Said No tour for his new album. He will be coming to Vancouver and I will be in attendance. If you liked Omar Apollo today and if you already like him, make sure to cop your ticket because that would be such a fun time. He is actually coming to the UBC Thunderbird Arena here on the UBC campus. So even better, even better. It'll be a hype time. Moving on to our discovered artist of the week, we have Jordell. Jordell is someone that I found kind of just like, I wanted to make sure I stayed on the same kind of level of music when it comes to R&B, but like LGBTQ R&B, because that is very important in the way they sing as well as in the way they express themselves in their lyrics. Jordell is actually from the vibrant city, as this little biography describes, from the vibrant city of Burnaby, BC. So he is from the Lower Mainland, which is pretty close. Burnaby is just neighbors to Vancouver. Described as an indie R&B sensation, Jordell is an emerging force in the genre-bending world. He combines the eclectic influences to create an innovative musical experience that resonates with listeners worldwide. This is from a little biography that I found online. He actually doesn't have much publicly. I couldn't find much on him to kind of tell you guys who he is and what he kind of dabbles in. But he does have one mission as described here. is to make a meaningful impact with the urban and LGBTQ communities through music, education, and entertainment. His journey to the spotlight began with one of his singles called La Senza, which was actually picked out from the Spotify like Fresh list, as well as the Spotify Mood Ring, Indie Fresh Finds, and Ones to Watch, which I will be playing that song for you guys. The first song I actually have for you guys to play is a song called Chris's Song. We'll listen to it, we'll talk about it, we'll debrief it and see how we feel. The reason I chose, you know, Jordell is because even his voice kind of just reminded me a lot of both Tyler, the Creator, and Omar Apollo. Like, if you'd mix them together, this would be Jordell, as well as the kind of like the sense of production, as well as the lyrics and what it has to say. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Chris's Song by Jordell. Back, that was Jordell with Chris's Song. I was actually gonna say I forgot to specify this, but the reason this reminded me a lot about Omar Apollo was that Omar's past discography, kind of like the Stereo album, had the same kind of vibe to it, kind of like very, very experimental, very much trying to find your sound and trying to find who you are as an artist. And that's something that I liked a lot off of Chris's Song, as well as Jordell. The next song that I have for you guys to play is called D-I-O. I originally read it as D-O, but I'm pretty sure it's pronounced D-I-O because there's little, you know, little periods at the end. This song was released in 2022 and is actually not under R&B soul like the other one was. This one's actually described to be alternative. So we'll take a little listen and see why it's called alternative. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is D-I-O by Jordell.
Oh, Now I just roll the dice, tippy toe and certify your story. Matter of fact, what's the point in the summertime? All the disappear right in front of them. Whole forest forever.
Welcome back. That was D.I.O. by Jordell. I think we've know now why it's called D.I.O. Do I owe? Like, do I owe you? Yeah, I can kind of see why it's called alternative now. It's not exactly R&B soul. The beat is a bit more funky. I can kind of feel more of like a funk rock drums in the background. And this is the song that actually reminded me a lot more of like Tyler, the Creator, Mac Miller kind of vibes. Just the way it's produced as well as the way it's presented. Next up, stick around at midday for the Eclectic Lunch with Dave Radio Presents. It's always a fun time with him, and that is the next show up here at CITR. The next song I want to play for you guys is called La Senza. This is the song that kind of gave him a bit of a spotlight on Spotify, and I guess you guys will see why. This is Jordell with La Senza. Welcome back to the last couple minutes of Discoli. That was La Senza by Jordell. I know La Senza is a a woman's clothing brand. It is a very sensual song, as you can tell. It's very like intimate. It kind of sounds very intimate, and I love a bass that kind of sounds like a little bit bubbly, like if you're like underwater, which I can definitely see why now this song made it to the spotlight. We are on the last couple minutes of Discoli. I really hope you guys enjoyed the show today. Join me next week at the same time, 11 and 12, for a new Discoli show. And I do have an Instagram account and a TikTok account if you guys want more content. I do have some there. It's just underscore Discoli underscore, so make sure to reach out to me there. I'm going to play this last song to log us out. It's called Gray by Jordell, also under alternative, but this is the song that actually really did hook me. I'll see you guys next week. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. You're listening to CITR 11.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Gray by Jordell.
wanna make